T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Former Saints linebacker Jonathan Vilma, he moves to Fox Sports. Also, I'm going to hear his breakdown on what he thinks of this Saints team, comparing them to a really, really good team that Scott Shanley, our guest right now, former Saints linebacker, was a part of, and that the 2011 Saints team. That's where JV feels like this team is. Scott, do you agree with that?
Yeah, I think that's a fair assessment. I think this team, you know, a lot of guys coming back, a lot of really good veterans on this team, a lot of great leadership. I mean, obviously, they're missing that Lombardi like we were able to claim in 2009, and I think a lot of people feel like this team has been talented enough the last 3 years to have a Lombardi or two, just, you know, come up short for many different reasons, some of their own doing, some of non-call. But this team is definitely one of those teams that everyone's going to be looking at this fall with one of those realistic options or chances, I should say, of winning that trophy.
Now, Scott, what is your take as a linebacker if you're playing a running back like Alvin Kamara? And I'm looking at Alvin Kamara where he's at right now. He's in the final year of his rookie contract. They pay him $2.3 million this season. I'm looking at, boy, if he could have had a handful of games like this, he'd be almost like Christian McCaffrey, you know, as far as accomplishments. He had 161 yards from scrimmage against the Seahawks. We all remember that game. Now, he missed 2 games. He only topped 100 yards from scrimmage in 4 of his final 11 games. And then you just look at him amongst the NFL players with at least 100 rushing attempts. He ranked 13. Now, yards per carry, 4.6. That's getting it done. But he was ahead of players like Dalvin Cook, Ezekiel Elliott. He ranked third among NFL running backs in reception with 81, despite missing 2 games. And I just know this, and you could disagree with this, Scott, and tell me, but I just think the one thing that he will excel at, pass receiving running back. When I look at him having 81 receptions, almost say that that's the measuring stick, that they'll get his hands on the ball and have 80-plus receptions. Simply how they utilize them and how they trust them.
Yeah, no question. And when you look at his fit into a Coach Payton offense, it's ideal. I think his skill set is so good. And last year, he didn't play up to the standard he had set previously. I mean, he is still one of the elite players in the National Football League. Last year, he had some injuries, and I think it hampered him. And he never quite regained that form that we were all used to seeing. I mean, heck, he was getting tackled by the first player, and we hadn't seen that ever, and people are starting to wonder what was going on with him. But I think as he gets healthy and goes into this season, you're going to find Coach Payton does a good job of utilizing matchups, and he is a mismatch for any linebacker or safety in the NFL one-on-one. They need to get back at getting him the ball in space in the passing game. And when you just look at Alvin, I think it's going to be interesting when it comes time for that payday, because I'm sure him and his agent are going to want Christian McCaffrey type money, because he is an outstanding player. He's an outstanding athlete, but I think there's one of those things that the Saints are going to have to ask his agent and talk to Alvin about is he viewed as a bell cow running back like Zeke and Christian McCaffrey? Christian, you know, obviously has carried Carolina since he's been there, a lot of touches, stays healthy. And that's where it's going to come down when you start talking dollars and cents is Alvin a great piece in an offense and a team, or is he a bell cow running back who can carry your franchise for 5 to 7 years.
Now, Scott, you look at the weapons and the value. like a Ty Montgomery. He isn't your standard running back. I mean, he lined up at wide receiver in the early part of his career. He was a wide receiver at Stanford. But I'm looking at he's totaled over 1,000 yards rushing, right at 1,000 yards receiving, five NFL seasons with the Packers, Ravens, and the Jets. How do you think they'll utilize a guy like Ty Montgomery? Because there's only one football, but it just seems like, boy, he couldn't be in a better place considering with Sean Payton how they might utilize a guy like Ty Montgomery. And considering we know about him, especially with Green Bay, but then also with the Ravens and the Jets. But here's a guy that shows he can maybe slash between the tackles. So is that almost a compliment to Alvin Kamara? What is your take on Ty Montgomery bringing him on board?
Yeah, I think he's definitely a compliment. When you start looking at all the pieces that this offense has in place, Alvin Kamara, you have Jared Cook, who's still a mismatch. You have Emmanuel Sanders, obviously Michael Thomas, the best wide receiver in the NFL. So if you're Ty Montgomery, you're just – first, you're focused on making the team, but then finding a role within the team. And he was drafted as a wide receiver. I'm familiar with Ty. He worked out in Dallas before the draft, worked out as a wide receiver, and then kind of got forced into running back in Green Bay out of necessity and did a really good job, showed a lot of toughness. So he couldn't be – just like a lot of offensive players, they need to be in the right scheme. And if you can do something, if maybe you can block better than any wide receiver in the NFL, Coach Payton's going to find a way to get you on the field. He's got – tons of different packages to get guys on the field, take advantage of their skill set. And, you know, this offense just keeps adding pieces to the mismatch puzzle, and it's going to be interesting to see how it all shakes out.
Now, you know, Scott, I want your opinion on this because it's amazing when you talk about how you able to utilize the talent. And that Ronald Curry, the Saints wide receiver coach, along with CJ, he says the beauty about our system is that the reason why nobody has caught up yet to Sean Payton, he knows how to move guys around. He knows how to take advantage of their unique talents. And what I'm bringing that up because you look at Emmanuel Sanders, and we all know the success. He spent six seasons in Denver from 2014 to 2019, and then he was traded to the 49ers. Now, we all know in 2014 and 15 and 16, that's where he earned two Pro Bowl berths. He combined for over 3,500 yards, 20 touchdowns, and over 250 catches. So if you're Emmanuel Sanders, you got to be chomping at the bit, considering you have Michael Thomas, and then you could be opposite of him. Well, you know you're not going to get double-teamed, and you just win, and you know Drew Brees is going to get you the ball. So I thought it was interesting what Ronald Curry said, and I think CJ would agree with this, is that Coach Payton knows how to move those guys around and take advantage of your talents and get the ball in your hands.
Yeah, and that's what, you know, you look at a guy like Emmanuel Sanders, and a lot of times guys have to accept where they are in their careers and what role they're willing to accept. I mean, Emmanuel could have went to some other places and maybe not as one he maybe not had a chance at a Super Bowl, but maybe gets more targets. And I think just having him opposite Michael Thomas, he's going to benefit. Cause like you said, he's not going to see double teams. He's going to be able to move the chains. He's going to be able to be moved around, moved in the slot. Coach Payton will find a way to do that with him. But you know, there's other places maybe he could have went where he could have got double the targets that he's going to get with the Saints. But it's all about winning. You get to this point in your career and guys are hungry to win. Guys are hungry to win championships and leave a legacy. And I think that's where Emmanuel is. He still has a lot of good ball. He's going to be a great fit in this offense. And like I said, he may not see the number of targets that he saw in other places, but I think him signing with the Saints says that he's about winning, and this team has a good chance to do that this fall.
Scott, you said something very interesting that caught my ear, and that is that you know the Saints are almost – they have too many matchups, if you will, and that's a good luxury to have. If you're a defense, what do you do? How do you defend them with Mike Thomas, Alvin Kamara, Jared Cook, and now Emmanuel Sanders? What do you suppose is the kryptonite?
You have to get pressure, and we saw the Minnesota Vikings in the wild card game. And I think the one thing Mike Zimmer he's a great coach. He's got a front four to give teams problems, and it just felt like they got pressure on the Saints all day in that playoff game. And I think the one thing you have to do against the Saints offense, the way you eliminate matchups that maybe are in the offense's favor, is you get pressure, whether you bring different blitzes or you have guys up front, especially when you have a team that can just have four guys rushing and get pressure. That's how you have more guys in coverage to take away some of these matchup problems. But I think it's all about, for this Saints offense, getting back to a formula of running the ball effectively, keeping teams off balance, and then exploiting those mismatches with play action pass, maybe throwing the ball a little bit more downfield. But I think Michael Thomas, you know, for years we've heard, why don't people double team him? All he does is run slants. All he does is this. Well, my answer to that, my answer to that question is, why didn't people just double team Jerry Rice? Why didn't teams just double team Randy Moss? It's not that simple. He's an outstanding player who, no matter what you do defensively, he gets open, he makes plays, and now you have to worry about all these other pieces. You can't take away everything. You almost have to die a slow death, and hopefully somebody makes a play on that drive, or your front four gets pressure on their own.
Now, Scott, when you look at the NFC South, and I thought Cam Jordan said it best, it's not my problem. Cam Newton going to the Patriots. And I think Cam Newton at 31 years of age, if he's healthy with the Patriots, could you not see Cam Newton having success if he's healthy, considering what he's been able to produce? Now, I know he was MVP in 2015, and you're dealing with injuries. He's only 3 out of 9 seasons been a 60% passer. But just talk about the threat, the responsibility, that run-pass option. You can look at how the game is changing, whether it's Lamar Jackson, Kyler Murray, whatever it might be in the future. But if Cam Newton is healthy, I mean, he's not like he's 41, he's 31. Don't you think he'd have a success with Belichick, considering how good their defense is?
Well, I think so. I think all players have a chance to have success in New England because of their culture. And if you buy in, that's going to be the big thing for Cam is if he's healthy, and that's a big question mark, because if anybody has watched him the last couple of years, he's had trouble throwing deep posts, corner routes, deep digs at 15 yards, ball sails on him. So he has not been healthy. But if he's healthy and now he's hungry to prove people that he's still an elite player, I think he can be a really good player in New England. And we talked about Emmanuel Sanders, at what point in his career he is and what role is he going to accept, and is it all about winning? If Cam Newton goes up there and Jared Stidham is pretty good, will Cam accept a slash-type role? Will Cam Newton say, hey, I'll do a little Taysom Hill, I'll come in and run some read option? If he's willing to accept those type of things, if Jared Stidham is the player the Patriots think he is, I think he can kind of resurrect his career in New England. But certainly, if he's healthy, 100% healthy, he can definitely help that team.
Former Saints linebacker Scott Chandler here on the Community Coffee Saints Hour, Super Bowl champ. Also a co-host of the Been There, Done That podcast. What's on the podcast lately, man?
Lately, we're just trying to wonder if there's going to be a football season. We're talking 50% capacity. We're talking no fans. And we're talking, is there going to be a season? I think I would be shocked if there isn't a season. I think things would have to get dramatically worse than they are right now for the NFL to pull a plug on a season. I just think there's way too much at stake. And I hate to say that, but there is a lot of money at stake. Not only for owners and the teams, but there's a lot of money at stake for players. Players are going to want to play. When you lose 1 year in the NFL, that's one more year. You don't have a chance to earn money. So I think players are going to try to push for as safe as they can, the most safe environment they can play in. But I think the season's going to get played.
Now, Scott, when you look at where we're at as far as to play games and to be a champion, to me, do you have to put an asterisk now? This is just from a sports perspective, whether it's Major League Baseball, the NBA, whatever it might be. Oh, you won that championship in 2020. It was different. To me, I look at everyone's on an even playing field. Everyone's handling the adversity. That if you are a champion, no matter what comes about, that you just accept the challenge at hand and that you are a champion. Is that fair? Because, you know, people might say, well, it was a different season. You won the championship. The way I look at it, to be a champion is special, considering that teams are all dealing with the same thing.
Yeah, no question. I think you know, especially with the football season, Bobby, I think basketball people are going to have their you know, opinions about whether this be an asterisk because teams, some players aren't even going to play. Some teams have different schedules than they would have had or things like that. But football season, you know, the schedule, as far as I know, is going to stay the same. And you're right. Everybody's going to face the same adversity. Now, the one thing that could happen is what if one team incurs a bunch of positive results with coronavirus and they end up missing a bunch of players? That can certainly skew things and change things during the season. But everybody is starting on the same playing field. Everybody is going to face the same adverse conditions, and it's just going to be how they deal with it throughout the season. So I don't think you can take anything away from whoever ends up holding that trophy come February.
Super Bowl champion, former Saints linebacker Scott Shanley, man. Thanks for the time.
Absolutely, guys. Hope everybody's safe. Take care.
Same to you.
Thanks, Scott.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.